Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building something that matters a lot in jungle and old school D&B, a warehouse-style DJ intro, not a throwaway intro, not a random atmospheric loop, but a proper opening that gives the selector something clean to mix into, while still sounding dark, coded, and full of identity. The goal here is to make the first 16 or 32 bars feel like a real record opening. That means break-driven momentum, a bit of dubwise space, one or two warning shot textures, and enough tension to hint at the drop without giving everything away too early. Why this works in D&B is simple. DJs need phrasing they can trust. If your intro is clear and mixable, they can beat match over it with confidence. And if the intro has structure, the drop lands harder because the track has actually earned that impact. A strong DJ intro is not empty space. It's controlled negative space. Enough drums to keep it alive, enough atmosphere to sell the mood, and enough low-end discipline to leave room for what comes next. So let's build it in a way that feels authentic to the style and practical in Ableton Live 12. First, set up the grid before you get lost in sound design. Start with a 16-bar or 32-bar loop and think in phrases straight away. I like to map the intro in chunks. The first 4 or 8 bars should feel bare bones. The next phrase should introduce some lift. Then you add one more clue, and by the final bars you're creating pressure right before the drop. That phrasing is important because D&B is not just about energy, it's about timing. If the bars are clear, the DJ can ride the intro naturally. Even with only a couple of elements, the section should already feel like a record, not just a loop. Now build the foundation with a break-first drum bed. Drag in a classic break, or chop one up in simpler using slice mode. You can also place it on an audio track and cut it manually. Keep the first layer raw enough to feel like jungle, but controlled enough that you can actually shape the groove. On the break bus, a useful starting chain is a Q8 to clean the low rumble, then a little saturator for density, and maybe drum bus if it needs extra chest and snap. High pass around 30 to 45 Hz to get rid of unusable sub-rumble. Then add just enough drive to thicken it up without flattening the movement. What to listen for here? The snare should still crack through the haze, and the kick hits inside the break should feel like they are walking the intro forward. If the break loses its natural pull after processing, back off the saturation before you do anything else. Keep the groove first, tone second. Next, make the break read like an intro rather than a full loop. This is where a lot of people miss the point. A static 2-bar loop repeated across the intro can work as a sketch, but it usually doesn't feel like a finished record. Jungle and old school D&B thrive on subtle break edits. Try removing one kick in a later bar. Keep the ghost notes and the snare chatter. Repeat a tiny fill into the end of a phrase. Mute a hit right before a transition so the bar breathes. Even a small change every 4 bars creates movement without losing mixability. A strong phrasing template might be a stripped break for the first 4 bars, then a ghost percussion layer or extra top loop, then a filtered bass hint or stab, and finally a fill variation with more pre-drop tension. That kind of structure gives the intro a readable arc. Now for one of the biggest creative decisions, the low end. You've got 2 good options. Option 1 is a ghost sub hint. That means a very short, filtered low note underneath the intro, maybe once every bar or 2, or only at certain phrase openings. Keep it sparse and narrow. A sign patch in operator or a sign-like patch in wavy-dable works well. Filter it so the harmonic content stays hidden until the drop. Start around 12 to 18 dB quieter than the drums, and keep the tails short. Option 2 is no sub at all. Just leave the low end nearly empty and let the break, atmosphere, and cue sounds do the work. This is often better if you want a cleaner DJ blend and a harder contrast when the drop arrives. If you want a murkier, more menacing warehouse vibe, the ghost sub can be powerful. If you want a cleaner mix point and a bigger drop payoff, staying bass light is usually the move. What to listen for? If the bass hint makes the intro feel heavier without swallowing the snares or muddying the groove, you've got it. If it starts clouding the rhythm, it's too much. Now add one atmospheric layer that feels like space, not wallpaper. Think warehouse ambience, ventilation rumble, rain on metal, vinyl dust, room tone, industrial hiss, distant drone. This is the layer that gives the track its physical environment. High pass it with EQ8 somewhere, around 120 to 250 Hz so it doesn't fight the drums. Use auto filter to move it slowly over 8 to 16 bars. If it's too soft and vague, narrow it a bit with utility. The atmosphere should suggest a room, not become a pad from another genre. What to listen for here? The atmosphere should be felt more than heard. If you only notice it because it's loud, it's probably too loud. A great texture disappears when the drums stop, but it still leaves a psychological trace. Now we need the identity moment. The cue. This could be a stab, a metallic hit, a reversed fragment, a vocal shard, or a short synth alarm. The point is not to write a melody. The point is to give the intro a signal. A good gritty cue chain could be simpler for trimming, then saturator for edge, auto filter for slight movement, and reverb with a short decay, or go with operator or wave eatable for a sharper tonal hit, then echo with low feedback, a little redux for grain, and EQA to cut the low end. Keep it short, often under a quarter note, sometimes even shorter. Place it on the offbeat or let it answer the break at the end of a bar. If the track leans more jungle and raw, a chopped sample fragment might be the best identity marker. If it leans more warehouse and modern, a tonal industrial hit usually feels stronger. Now shape the whole intro with automation so it opens like a tunnel. Bring the atmosphere in gradually. Open the filter slowly. Add a little more saturation or overdrive as the drop approaches. Let delay feedback shorten or stretch in the final bar. Maybe throw a bit more reverb onto the cue element, then pull it back before the drop. Use motion in the mid-range and upper mids, not in the sub. That's a big one. In darker DNB, a small change in texture or echo is often more effective than trying to animate the low end. Keep the bass stable. Let the room, the cue, and the break develop the pressure. What to listen for? The last two bars before the drop should feel like the air is tightening. If nothing changes there, the drop won't feel as large. That's the truth of arrangement. The contrast has to be earned. At this point, check the intro against the first bar of the drop. This is where the real test happens. Loop the last four bars of the intro and include the first bar of the drop. Listen like a DJ or like someone on the dance floor. Ask yourself, does the intro leave enough room for the incoming bassline? Do the break edits conflict with the first drop kick or snare? Does the filter movement create energy, or does it smear the transition? Could someone comfortably beat match over this, without fighting too much low-end clutter? If the drop feels smaller than the intro is probably too wide, too loud, or too full in the low mids. Pull back the atmosphere, cut some 200 to 500 HC from the texture, or reduce the drive on the break bus. A great intro should lead into the drop, not compete with it. Here's a really practical workflow tip. Make two versions. One version should be utility first. Cleaner low end, fewer FX, simpler drum arrangement. The other version can be character first. More atmosphere, more selective edits, a bit more tonal movement. Comparing those two helps you figure out whether the intro is truly strong, or whether you're just enjoying the detail in solo. And if the character heavy version loses mix clarity, use the clean one as the base and steal only the best identity detail from it. That's a smart way to work. It keeps the intro useful instead of overcooked. Once the section is behaving, commit the good audio. Print the break if the rhythm is locked. Bounce the cue sound if the echo and tail are part of the identity. Freeze the atmosphere if it's just there for texture. That makes the session faster and helps you focus on the bigger arrangement. A couple of extra coach notes here. Don't make decisions too early just because something sounds exciting in headphones. Work with the drop in view. Keep looping the last four bars of the intro plus the first bar of the drop. If the intro gets more impressive in isolation but worse in transition, you're moving the wrong way. Also, mute one layer before adding a new one. In DNB intros, subtraction often creates more power than addition. If you want the darker, heavier side of this, restraint is your friend. A bass hint is often scarier when it appears once every few bars than when it drones constantly. Let the break carry the menace. Jungle history is full of intros that feel heavy because of swing, transient detail, and chopped repetition, not because of huge synth design. And don't be afraid to resample once something is working. If the break bed or cue sound has personality, bounce it to audio and recut it. Reverse a fragment, chop the tail, stutter a transient. That gives the intro a more handmade, warehouse feel. So here's the big picture. A good warehouse DJ intro in DNB is about controlled tension, clear phrasing, and mixable space. Build from a break-led foundation. Keep the low end disciplined. Use one strong atmosphere. Add one memorable cue. Shape the section with phrase-based automation. And always check the intro against the drop. For a quick practice exercise, build a 16-bar intro using just one break loop, one atmosphere layer, and one cue element. No full bass line. Make sure it still feels like it's moving forward every four bars. Add at least one automation move, and make the last two bars create genuine anticipation for the drop. If you can hear the bars in chunks, if the break stays clear under the atmosphere, and if the drop still feels bigger than the intro, you're on the right path. That's the lesson. Keep it functional. Keep it dark, and keep it breathing. When the intro gives the DJ space and still feels like your tune, you've nailed the balance. Now go build your version. Compare a clean one against a character-heavy one, and trust the groove.